Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to ghost host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the ghost host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to ghost host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the ghost host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is April, the psychic housewife in New Jersey, featured on the travel channels, The Holes of Files. I just wanted to wish my very dear friend, Sophia Temporelli, a very happy 11-year anniversary right here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations, Sophia. I love you and I'm so proud of you.
That's right. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, yes, Sophia, on 11 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and now added ghosthunting.com. So ghosthunting.com, you can hear the broadcast too as well. Feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. We already have callers calling into the show for today's guest. If you have any questions for our guest today too as well, make sure they're all caps so we can distinguish between the chatter in the chat room as well and pull your questions live right out of the chat room. Today we welcome back psychic remote viewer, lecturer, and author of both My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey, and The Awakening of a Seer, Rick Wade. Everyone visit Rick Wade on Facebook, and also on Facebook, he's posted some new evidential captures from a private residence. They're really great, too. So go on over to Facebook, Rick Wade, that's W-A-I-D. So Rick Wade, also on Twitter, at Rick Wade 1, Instagram, Rick_Wade, and also to tickets to the Michigan, the Mid-Michigan Paracon for Rick Wade's private EVP gallery event. That's going to be starting November 6th. Visit midmichiganparacon.com. That's midmichiganparacon.com. Televised Housewife of New Jersey, Intuitive April. You heard her voice right here in the pre-show plugs, too, as well. April, she'll be on the 10th, September 10th. Also, middle-aged and creeped-out show host Todd, Sean, and Nate will be on the program on September 17th. We have a great Halloween lineup coming, too, as well. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we are learning of them real time. Also, too, like a Facebook group page for Live Paranormal. Check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. He's great at rewarding you guys here in the memberships. Also support the vendors here on Live Paranormal. And tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as Monday monthly right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He's here as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads. And Sophia, let's bring on the host here. Congratulations on over 11 years of broadcasting here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 11 years.
You're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people through the years. But you got all these pages. You got the Twitters and the Instagrams and all these things. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with 1L and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Okay. Well, tell us about your guest today.
Today we welcome back psychic remote viewer, lecturer, and author of both My Paranormal Obsession, One Man's Journey, The Awakening of a Seer, Rick Wade. Everyone visit Facebook, Rick Wade, Twitter at RickWade1, and Instagram, Rick_Wade. Let's welcome him into the show.
Hey, Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Hello. What's up, you two? How you doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
It's been a long time.
It has been, but it's always good to have you back on. And congratulations on all the success that's going on, you know, with your books and everything you do within the field. And, you know, with your son, too, and his recent good news he got.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Sophia.
So
can you guys hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, cool. All right, awesome.
Okay, so to start off, I know, Rick, you actually developed your abilities in more of a unique way than most. You developed them later in life. Can you tell the audience how that kind of came about for you and, you know, what really gave you the desire to want to develop psychic abilities?
Well, the thing was, you know, I started out by watching the Ghost Hunter show, you know, like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got into what they were doing. And, you know, I'm a very active person. I work a lot of hours. You know, I had my own business for 15 years, and sometimes I'd work 75, 80 hours a week, maybe more than that. It all depends. Depends on that. But the thing is about it is, you know, I got into, like, paranormal research for a little period, like a couple years, and that really got me into the having the ability to see things. I had no clue I had this ability, but I knew my mom had it, my sister, brother, they all had it, but I thought it was a big joke. You know, I thought they were just playing games and everything until later on after I got my gift. That's whenever things started actually falling in place for me. But what happened was, you know, the paranormal is what brought my gift out. The paranormal, my whole life growing up, I had issues with nightmares. I had issues with seeing things in my room. I had issues with watching the pictures turn into faces. And I didn't understand. I would scream. I would holler. I'd run through the house. At one time, at a younger age, my mom hit me in the head with a Bible because she thought there was demons in me. But it really wasn't demons. Basically, what it was spirits were communicating me through my whole life. But I had no clue. I thought there was always demons because I was told that way by the church and by family members. So as I got into paranormal, those dreams stopped happening. Seeing those things in my room, I stopped running after things. I stopped having nightmares like that. That's because the spirits were starting to communicate with me one-on-one, or multiple spirits would communicate with me. And it got to a point where I didn't need them coming to me anymore like that. They were coming to me during the daytime. They were coming to me at my work site. They were coming to me wherever I was. I was having energy come to me once I opened that door. And that first door is in the actual video on YouTube, and it was played on Unexplained Caught on Camera. They did a show, episode 9 last year, on Unexplained Caught on Camera, where they actually featured that video. That video, where that door opened up something in my mind. And that's when I started doing the paranormal. Now, after my obsession with the paranormal, my wife took my recorder away. She said, listen, you're causing problems. Police are coming to my house, because they thought I was actually hurting people, or actually putting, you know, pressure on other people to actually record in their house and stuff. So it got to the point where my wife was worried about me. So she told me, says, stop, you know, stop doing the paranormal, write a book. So I decided to write a book. But then my next guest started coming, and I didn't understand it at first, but I started using that recorder. I was using it to capture ghosts, EVPs, and I started using that to see things in the future. For my next job, I would see what's in their living room, or I'll hear a conversation that was going on. I would actually be getting this information ahead of time, hours to actually, you know, an hour, 2 hours ahead of time. Then I would record it on the recorder, and then I would go out throughout my day, and boom, this stuff would happen to me, exactly what I saw 2 hours before. So that's how my journey started, with the actual connecting with people, connecting with energy. But that was called remote viewing, and I didn't know what it was at first. I mean, I did over hundreds and hundreds of readings before I even knew what I was doing. And I had a lot of people come to me and say, listen, what you're doing is remote viewing. You're seeing objects. You're seeing things in another location. You don't have to be there, but you can see it. And that's what was happening to me. I was remote viewing. And after I did remote viewing for a certain period of time, I started doing past lives. I started connecting with people's past lives, seeing things in their past that connected with them in their current life. I mean, direct connect information to them, why they were obsessed, who they were obsessed with. I mean, all this stuff was coming to me, and it was shocking people. It was actually blowing their minds. I was seeing things like, you know, their emotions, their feelings. So after a while, I started going on Facebook, and then I started reading past loved ones. So it took time and energy to actually make all this happen. It took a lot of time and energy, and we're talking years and years of working with multiple people all over the world. And that's how my gift started to grow.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you are extremely gifted. I know the first time I actually had heard of you and spoke to you was actually on a different radio show. My mom, someone who's a friend of ours in the field, they had you on the show, and my mom was like, oh, they have a psychic on, why don't you call in? And I did, and you picked up on my rat that had passed away years before. You were like, something about chocolate, and my rat's name was Chalk Lee. Like, that's not a normal name. And it was really, like, amazing. I mean, just for you, who had never talked to me before, anything, knew nothing about me, to just pick up on that was just remarkable. And then, you know, previous times on the show, you actually predicted an earthquake here, which was not one of my more favorite predictions you've had.
And it's interesting because, you know, I really don't go into the visions anymore like I used to, because a lot of times it's negative. Nothing really, really positive. I predicted a few, you know, celebrities that would pass away right in a row, and they actually happened exactly how I described it. So, you know, I mean, people, you know, they come to me and they say, listen, you predicted these things 6 months ago, and it happened. And they said, ain't you worried that people are going to think that you're part of their actual, their passing? You know what I mean? So I kind of like backed off that, because, you know, it is kind of scary. You know, I'm seeing things ahead of time, and then all of a sudden we're passing. Yeah, that's actually a scary situation. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want him to look into my energy. So I actually had to take that post down and actually delete it, because I didn't want that. I didn't want people to think, you know, this guy is predicting deaths in the future, you know?
Well, I thought it was amazing. I mean, my mom is still baffled by it. But, I mean, just from the beginning, the very first time I met you, I mean, you could just tell how gifted you were and what incredible psychic you are. So, I mean, it's great after that time, I was like, oh, we have to have him on the show. And I mean, we've become good friends since then. But I mean, your abilities are still really amazing to me.
Well, thank you. And you know, like I said, it's because of a lot of people in the paranormal field. I actually got taught by friends in the paranormal field. They would actually go out to locations and they would say, Rick, head and concentrate. Tell me what you see. Or they'd send me a picture and say, what do you see? What do you feel? I was basically trained by paranormal friends that were in the paranormal. And I kind of liked that, you know, because I couldn't go to these places, you know, over in Texas or over in Arkansas. I couldn't go to these haunted locations. For me to be able to get that kind of experience was actually a wonderful thing. And a lot of paranormal researchers would send me audio recordings because I hear it at a different frequency. And the reason why I hear it at a different frequency is because I had Bell palsy when I was younger. But I hear at a different frequency. I hear at a younger age in my left ear and an older age in my right ear. And I've tested this over and over and over. I'm hearing at a 12-year-old frequency in my left ear and then my normal age in my right ear. So it's an amazing thing, too, to have that kind of gift, too, going on with me.
Definitely. And when you actually receive these messages, I mean, when you see ghosts, do you see them like you're seeing a normal person, or how are you gathering these messages? I mean, do you see them like you see everyday people?
Well, see, I always have felt that everybody has a spirit guide. Okay, so you have a spirit guide, I have a spirit guide, your past loved ones have spirit guides. And basically what it is, as soon as an individual wants me to connect past loved one, they just give me their first name. And this is it's an amazing thing because they give me their first name, and their first name could be Ellen, okay? The mom could be Ellen. And I don't even ask who the person is, but I just zone in on that energy. Everybody has energy. Everybody's made of energy. So basically, I would zone in on Ellen. Now, there's millions of Ellen names out there, so how am I able to zone in on that one individual? Because the person asked me, I'm connecting with that person's spirit guide and Ellen's spirit guide and my spirit guide, and I instantly start getting information. It's kind of like I'm an outlet. I'm an actual plug plugging into an outlet. As soon as they give me the name, I plug into Ellen's energy, and things are downloaded to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I feel like, you know, on the show before, you get so much information very rapidly. Can that be overwhelming for you at times, or have you kind of learned to just, you know, take it as it comes, the messages?
You know, when I first started, I was worried I would only do one reading on a show, one reading. I got worried about it. And then a shaman, he spoke to me, said, listen, Rick, this is what's going to happen to you. Right now, you're worried about one person, but let me tell you something. In the future, you're going to be able to go and do one person after another person after another person, all the way up to 15 to 20 people. And that actually came true. I started reading more people and more people. I was afraid of getting all the information jumbled and giving the wrong information to the wrong person. But what I was learning was to be able to grab that energy, drop that energy, grab the other person's energy, offer what I see, hear, and feel, drop that energy, and that's how I was learning to do it. And it all came true. I've always had guides around. I've always had guardian angels around. And in my third book I'm writing right now, I've had multiple encounters with guardian angels. Angels have come in my life, given me positive information. I think a lot of times I almost died a few times in my third book too. So in these stories, it's amazing because, you know, I might not be here if it wasn't for my brother. Multiple times have saved my life. So I feel he was kind of like a guardian angel to me. And, you know, I've done so many things in my life, so many dangerous things, you know, living in Kentucky where there's snakes, you know, water moccasins bit me multiple times, and copperheads almost bit me multiple times. But I still made it through. I drowned one time. I know for a fact I drowned one time. And in my third book, I talk about it. But I drowned one time, and I ended up being on the bank, 15 feet away from the river. How? I don't know how it happened, but it happened. Then I had other strangers come in my life and tell me, you're going to do something good. You're going to do something positive. This is what's going to happen to you. And I didn't believe them because I had no reason to believe them. But it happened. And true.
And, you know, speaking of your books as well, for the audience who is new to your work, can you give a quick synopsis of each of your books and where people can buy them?
Yeah, basically, you know, my first book is all about my paranormal experiences, going from graveyards, abandoned buildings, to actual, you know, private people's homes. That's what my first book is about, all these paranormal experiences, how I first got in connected to EVPs, how I started hearing over 30 EVPs a minute. That's what this first book is about, all my experiences and the paranormal. the second book basically is about how I learned how to become a seer. I would go to all these forums and I would read all these different people. I would work on all these missing person cases. All this stuff is in there. I worked on the Somali killer face investigation with the ex professor and with the police department. I've worked with multiple police departments. And this is all, the second book's all about my experiences connecting with missing children, connecting with just random people all over the world, how I learned to become a past loved one reader. I could not read people's past loved ones at all when I first started. It was only past life and remote viewing. I tried multiple times, hundreds and hundreds of readings, and I could not connect with not one person until a person came in my life and said, listen, join my group. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be people. So I joined that group, and boom, I started connecting with all these people. I believe that person was an actual guide too, another guide to help me out to grow. So the second book's all about me, you know, getting into paranormal conferences, you know, my own radio show where I would remote view other people in other cities and other states, and I'd have like a crowd of people there, and I would actually remote read everybody in there as much as I could. I'd have a person come up on the phone, and I would read that person and connect with that person's energy. And they would be in tears with the information I was getting. And this would be thousands of miles away. That's what the third book's about. Or the second book, I'm sorry. And the third book is about my whole childhood. Every house I lived in, mm-hmm. my experience that happened to me in every house, there's some paranormal experiences in all the houses. There's, you know, I was bullied a lot. I was picked on a lot. I was treated bad because I moved so much. All this stuff is in there. There's some shocking information in there about my life and how I end up turning out to be a good person, how I end up turning out to help so many people, you know, with all the stuff that I had to go through. So that's about my third book.
Great you're able to, you know, kind of share your experiences and your stories with others who, you know, may have these abilities and not know how to develop them or went through some similar experiences as a child, because you know, it can be very hard, you know, whether you're growing up in a haunted house or trying to figure out, you know, your own abilities and navigate, you know, normal life, because so many people can't share your experiences that it can feel very isolating.
Yes, and that's exactly right. I actually talked to a lady last night that lives not too far from me. She says she's having things go on in her house. So I contacted her and I mm-hmm. talked to her, and she started talking about her child that she lost. She lost at 15 weeks. She lost a child. And as soon as she started talking about that child, activity started happening on the phone. I started getting major static. So I honestly just asked. I said, is this person here? And then the static came on very, very, very loud. It would blow your mind away. Well, that's what it is. You know, a lot of times people don't know who's haunting them, or people don't know who's in their house. And a lot of times it's actually a loved one that's there trying to reach you, saying, hey, I'm okay. I'm all right. But they're scared. They're thinking that it's something negative or there's something evil. But usually it's never that. It's usually something that's very close to them, either a mom, a brother, a sister, or a baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's good too, you know, when you have someone pass on, whether it's naturally or unexpectedly. I mean, I feel like there's never the right time for that to happen. There's always so much more left unsaid. And so to have someone like you that can give them, you know, some form of closure and, you know, help them have peace of mind that their family member is safe, and also, you know, let them know that, you know, their family member is still around, I think is so helpful to people as well.
You know, I post stuff on my Facebook page all the time. I just posted the other day about one of my favorite peas that I captured. And I was reading these two young ladies, and they actually had a friend over.
Mm-hmm.
And their sister had passed away in a car wreck. And what happened was, I was doing a reading with them, and they had a little child there. And I said, listen, bring the baby out. Because usually when you bring babies out, they connect. They actually, spirits will be around that baby. Mm-hmm. They'll communicate with them. It's crazy what happened. So they end up bringing the baby in. And I said, can you see the baby? And then all of a sudden she comes on. The spirit comes on. And I'm going to explain this to people. A lot of people are like, oh, my goodness, that's not my sister talking. It doesn't have to be the sister. It could be the spirit guide talking, or it could be an actual another energy on the other side is actually talking for the sister. Doesn't mean that it's you know, just because the voice is not correct, but it's still there. The spirit is there giving a message, okay? But the thing is, the spirit came to and said, thank you for the cake. Now, what's interesting about that, an hour before, they went and they baked the cake or the sister with the image of all the girls on the actual cake. Now, how amazing is that? How healing is that for that individual? Because they baked it an hour before, and then the sister comes on or the spirit guide comes on and says, thanks for the cake. That's just amazing. What a wonderful healing experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know you also talk about, you know, when you do these readings, like you said, you also use EVP recorders. And for people who, you know, may not know how to contact you or, you know, for private readings, you are also going to events and doing, you know, gallery events, which you'll be doing at the Mid-Michigan Paracon in November. Do you want to tell everyone what they can expect from a gallery private EVP session?
Yeah, well, last year I did Witches Weekend, which was amazing. There was like 350 people in the audience. And basically what it is I will go there. People will pay a certain price for a ticket. I think it costs $25 to actually get into the actual gallery reading. And that's not very much money to be able to get in there. So basically what they do is they get in there. They all sit in. There will be probably like 300 seats where people can come in. They can actually witness what's going on. And what happens is I will take a whole row of tickets, and every individual that pays will get a ticket. And I will take all those tickets and I'll throw it in a bowl. I will pull out one ticket and say, you know, number 1, 2, 3, you get a reading. So I'll pull that person. They'll stand up, or I'll walk out to them, or I'll have them come up front, and I'll, what kind of reading would you like? I will offer a past loved one, or I'll offer energy connection, or if they want a past life, I'll offer a past life. So those are the three kind of readings I will be offering. And the thing is, what I'm going to be doing this time, which is going to be extra special, is I'm going to be doing recordings and doing EVPs at the same time. What happens is our loved ones will come through sometimes and speak in real time. I can hear them speak in real time because I have that ability. So they might come through and say, I love you, but most people will not hear that. That's why I bring the recorder, so I can play that back. I'll hear it in real time saying, I love you. Then I'll play the recorder back and blow it up on the screen so they can actually see it and hear it. And then they can actually hear the actual past loved one say, I love you. That's what's going to be happening at this event. It's going to be pretty amazing because I've never done the EVP session with the reading. But I go and I do private sessions all the time where I go to people's houses for like 15 people. I'll go there and I do their EVP session. I have them actually talk to their past loved ones. So I'm going to do a reading. I'm going to offer a reading for the person, and then I'm going to have them actually talk to their past loved ones. Say, hey, mom, how are you doing? Are you around me? Do you miss me? Do you see me? And then we're going to play the recorder back. We're going to see what's actually being given from the other side. And that's a wonderful experience, because sometimes the audio is actually more exciting than the actual reading because they hear their loved one's voice. How amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing just to have that connection too. And, you know, like you said, they may hear their loved one's voice, and just to have that, you know, connection that you don't have at a certain point. I mean, you can't really feel them or communicate, and that's really the biggest loss, is not having them around to speak to.
And it is shocking. I do events. I backed off this year. Usually I sell out 8 or 10 events every year. I'll do a paranormal ghost hunt called Ghost Hunt and Readings. And usually I'll go rent out a location. I'll bring there. I'll offer readings and do ghost hunts with them. And whenever I go out and do paranormal events and stuff, I'm telling you, energy comes around me because they're connected to me. But I was doing this one event for this one in Detroit, and this lady said, listen, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in that. I said, well, listen, can you just please come up here so we can all be together so I can offer, you know, some connections to some other people? And all of a sudden, I end up picking her name out of that. It's really weird, but, you know, I picked her name. So she said, all right, go ahead. So she said, can you go ahead and connect with Timmy? So I started connecting. I started seeing a bunch. I started seeing that, and the girl just started crying really big time because I was giving her direct connect information about Timmy. And then after that, I mean, she's already, you know, having a rough time. And then I said, well, listen, let's do an EVP session. So I did an EVP session, and she said, Timmy, are you around? And he came to me and said, I'm here. No, something like that. Either I'm here, I'm happy, or something. Either way it goes, she heard his voice, and she fell to the ground. And they had to actually come over and help her out. That's how shocking some of these audios are. That's how shocking some of the readings are. It will touch you in a way that will actually open your heart and open your mind.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, just the work you do and the way you've been able to develop just kind of your own style of readings and, you know, it's very unique to you, and I think that's really special.
And I think, you know, the thing is, what's wonderful about it is, you know, I've been doing it for so long. I've read over 11,000 people. And the thing is, it's such a natural thing anymore. You know, I don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. It just flows. But the thing is, what's interesting about me, I have full control over my gift. Full control. So I can go into a grocery store and I never communicate with anybody. I never see anybody's energy. I never see anything. But if somebody comes up and say, hey, hi, you're Rick Wade. Can you please connect with my dad? That's when I start connecting. Other than that, I will never see anything about you or feel anything about you, because I had to do that with my job, because I was causing too many issues where I was making a lot of mistakes at my job, because doors were slamming in front of me. I was having the lights turn off and on in front of the customers. So it was kind of scaring them, and I knew what was happening, but it was kind of scaring them. So I thought I was going to lose my job over it. So I had to calm it down. I had to actually back off and ask the spirits never to come to me unless I'm asking you to come to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know for other psychics as well, it can be overwhelming when you just have spirits coming to you just at any hours of time. I mean, it's like, you know, you need some sort of a break where you can have some normalcy. And, I mean, it's great that you were able to ask for that and, you know, just, again, you know, keep progressing your abilities to where you can, you know, pick and choose when to do things and, you know, have more guidelines of, you know, when the spirits are able to come through.
And that's the wonderful thing. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people get sick. A lot of people have issues. Mm-hmm. I don't have any spirits visiting me at night. They used to whenever I was younger because of all the dreams. I don't have that anymore. And that's a positive thing. When I did my paranormal journey, I was up 24/7 with spirits because they were constantly aggravating. They were constantly running through my house. They were constantly knocking on my doors. They were doing all kinds of stuff. But I'm glad that I have it to where they will not bother me unless I actually want to communicate with them. And I think that's the best thing. If anybody's out there that's a reader, learn how to put those boundaries up. If you don't, you're going to have a heck of a life.
For sure. And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions and some callers.
It's the Ghost Post Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Our guest today, Rick Wade. For the Mid-Michigan Paracon, that Rick Wade will be performing these private EVP gallery events starting November 6th upcoming. Visit MidMichiganParacon.com. That's MidMichiganParacon.com. Also, to visit him on Facebook for look up Rick Wade. That's W-A-I-D, so Rick Wade. Also, Twitter, at RickWade1. And on Instagram, Rick_Wade. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is April the Psychic.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Wow, got a little glitches here in the Live Paranormal switchboard here. I'm trying to bring everybody back into the studio. that usually means we have a lot of people tuning in right now. We have some callers, too. So as I bring Rick and Sophia back into the show, trying to load here, get everybody unmuted. Yeah, well, so while that's happening, Rick, is there something you sense or feel about Sophia and her direction as you speak to her during the show?
Well, let me tune in, see what's being given me, okay? Let me see. Honestly, it almost feels like she's being stretched right now. Almost feels like she's being stretched. As I connect with her energy, it almost feels like she's being pulled in a few different directions. But I think it's kind of maybe kind of hard for her to keep up with things right now. That's what's the first thing's being given to me, okay? It almost feels like, though, I feel like probably about 3 or 4 months, things are going to change. I think things are going to smooth over. But it almost feels like her head's all over the place. Her mind's all over the place. That's what's being given me, okay, as I connect. Also, as I connect more, I don't know what this means, but it almost feels like, okay, I feel like there's some kind of different direction coming her way. What I'm feeling that means, I think she's going to be stepping out. She's going to be stepping into something different or maybe something that she might be a little nervous about. But I think this is going to be something good for her, but almost feels like she has to make that step, okay? That's what's being given me. Something here about making a step and going into maybe something a little different than what she's used to doing, okay? But the thing is about her, I think her confidence has actually grown. I think her confidence has actually been a lot better since the last time I communicated with her energy, okay? Something's flowing with her energy. Things are flowing with her. She's actually doing things that actually she probably loved to do, but it seems like there's something that's going to be coming that's going to be actually changing her direction is what's being given me. And also, as you connect with her, she has a wonderful spirit, okay? Wonderful spirit. I can feel the energy, but I almost feel like other people are interested in her. Other people either look at her, other people follow her. There's something about her energy that's glowing right now. She's in a phase right now where her energy is glowing and other people are seeing her aura. Her aura. And also, I hear baby blue with her aura. So look up aura and see what baby blue is, because I feel baby blue is something that's connected to her energy. I think that's connected to her, and that's her aura right now. And I think we change auras, but right now she has a baby blue aura, so I want her to look that up, because I think that's actually what's going on with her right now. And also, as I connect with her, now, this is funny, this is what's being given to me, but I do see a spirit animal around her. And the spirit animal I'm seeing, I know this might sound kind of crazy, but I do see a raccoon for some reason. Now, whenever I see a raccoon, there's a raccoon for energy. That's what's being given me. I see something about a raccoon that's being shown to me, too. So that's another thing that's being given me. But I do feel there's going to be a break in something. She's going to be doing something different, or she's going to try to attempt something different here that's coming up very soon. So that was just some stuff that was given to me.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Rick. Wow. I think the raccoon's funny. They're really cute. I do like them.
Yeah, last week a neighbor saw one just right here on the neighbor's, like the fence line or on the roof or something right here. And I heard something the other night, yeah, too, last weekend. Wow.
Well, it's interesting. So, the thing is about a raccoon, I don't know too much about them. I just know that there's a connection here somewhere. So if it is a spirit animal, great, look it up, see what it has to offer. But definitely look up the baby blue. I like the baby blue. I think that's an actual positive aura. But I do feel that you're actually going in a different direction here. It's actually going to actually open you up more. It's going to actually expand your mind. It's going to actually test you, though. It's actually going to put some pressure on you to be able to perform a little different than what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
like blue paint.
I think, you know, no, my room's blue. But the baby blue aura,
yeah,
actually says that it's connected to a communicative color for honesty, clarity, and calmness.
Oh, really? Oh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
wonderful.
yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, I definitely think, you know, as a 23-year-old, you know, you're definitely working on your communicative skills because, you know, you have to be the more firm side of an adult, but, you know, you don't really know how to do that yet because you're still figuring life out.
But you have grown, and you have grown since the first time I talked to you. You have grown. Your energy has grown. You know, everything about you has grown, and it's grown in a positive way, and I like that, you know what I mean? You've actually helped out so many people
mm-hmm.
around the world. It's amazing. You should be really, you know, patting yourself on the back for what you've done.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, thank you for always coming back on my show. You know, it's great just the way you're able to help people and, you know, read me. It's just always incredible to hear what you have to say and, you know, get to, you know, just interact with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Rick, too. Also, we have a New York caller, an 845 area code. Let's see, 845 area code in New York. Again, trying to unmute. Here we go. Hi, what's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on with Rick Wade and Sophia. What's your first name?
Maria.
Oh, Lydia?
Maria.
Oh, Maria, okay, sure, go ahead.
I can talk? Oh, okay. I'm going to go in Italy soon. You see, I'm going to buy a house over there.
Oh, in Italy.
Is that what she's... And she's going to buy a house?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a house and now over there.
She's asking if she's going to buy a house over here, like in the United States? Is that what you're asking?
No, in Italy, overseas in Italy.
Oh, you want to know if you're going to buy a house over there. You want me to look into your energy, you're saying, basically.
Right.
Okay, as I connect with your energy, first thing given to me, it almost feels like, I don't think it's going to happen right away. It almost feels like there's going to be, I see a lot of paperwork for some reason. So there's a lot of paper that's being given to me, okay? As I connect more with your energy, though, it almost feels like to me, look, you are a strong person. Your energy is strong. And I don't think you, when you want something, I think you really, really give 110% to get it. And it almost feels like this is definitely going to happen for you, but I feel it's going to take a little bit of time, okay? Things have to be worked out before it actually happens. But you are going to get what you want because I can feel your energy like that, okay? Also, as I connect with you, there's something here about a very, very, very strong belief in God and Jesus. There's definitely something here very spiritual here with you, too. You have a strong belief, okay? That's another thing being given me. So you pray on this. And you actually believe on this, and this is going to happen for you, okay? It's going to happen for you, but it's going to take a little time, okay? That's what's being given me. And also, as I connect with you, you have the greatest heart. You have the greatest heart, and you're a helper. You're a helper. You're always helping. You're always trying to help people. You have this kindness about you. Actually, people actually come to you for some reason. You have this wonderful energy that's being given me. But, yes, I believe it's going to happen, but it's going to take a little time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank
and
you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Rick, and for Maria, if she wanted to do a follow-up with you or for anybody else reaching out to as well, where can people get you directly for readings?
Easy, just go to my Facebook page. Hit me up on Messenger.
Yeah, and it's Rick Wade, W-A-I-D, so Rick Wade on Facebook. Oh, go ahead, Sophia.
Well, Rick, I mean, that's amazing you're able to help another person. From a different country, too. I mean, Italy is, you know, I did not expect an Italian caller, so I think that's pretty cool.
Definitely interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Her energy was beautiful, and I could feel, you know, what a giving person she is, you know what I mean? It was just there, you know, I just feel it, you know? The thing is, it almost feels like she's been, her energy is like, you know, been kind of let down a few times, you know, and I think it's time for her actually to get what she needs, you know what I mean?
Definitely. And it's great you're able to help people, I mean, literally worldwide. And, you know, is it harder for you? I know that you say you remote view. Do you find that distance when it comes to, you know, countries that are not in the U.S., areas like that, do you think they're harder for you to connect to, or does it not matter?
No. It doesn't matter. Energy is energy. Doesn't matter. You know, I did a reading for a lady. I did a past life reading on one of my forums back in the days before Facebook. And I read this lady, and I say her name was Nancy. And I read her, and I gave her a past life reading. Okay, years later, 5 years later, on another forum, another lady comes on. Her name was Cindy. She changed her name. It was the same individual, but I gave her a reading. Same individual wanting a past life reading. And the actual, I put both readings together, and they were identical, almost word for word. Now, it was the same individual changing their name, on a different form, but I still made that connection. It's just crazy. And I've actually tested people with their language. I said, listen, I'm English. Come on here and let me connect with your language. Let me see what's being given to me. And I would actually give them words, what I'm hearing. and how it was given to me. And it connected to them on a way that they understood in their own language. I connected with their energy. It didn't matter if they was, you know, if they was from Russia or they was from China. I still connected with their energy. I connected with their story, and I gave them some words in their own language. I had no clue, but I was getting that from my spirit guide.
That's amazing. And, you know, you've investigated so many amazing places, too, in your time. Like you said, you've been able to connect remotely to places you haven't been able to get to. But of the places you've actually investigated, what has been the most amazing experience that you've had while on an investigation?
Well, honestly, on my Facebook page right now, one of the most amazing things is I was doing I had one of my events, and I had like 45 people that came. I had a paranormal group that was helping me out there, and each individual had 10 people, or each individual had 15 people. So we had 45 people, so they had three groups. And on the second floor, I was doing some work, and on the third floor, the music box was going off. One of my paranormal investigators had a music box going off. It's a paranormal music box, and activity or any kind of movement, it will turn on and spin and have all these beautiful colors. So he said, listen, Rick, man, there's something going on up there because this thing is nonstop going off. So I walked up there slowly, took my cell phone, and I started videotaping the actual music box. And I do my own, you know, my communication. If there's any spirit, say, please stop it. You know, if you can stop it or slow it down. It never stopped for me. It just kept going. I filmed for a minute and 45 seconds. I left, didn't pay attention to it, went back home after the investigation. I got up the next morning. I started listening to that and watching that video. And I'm telling you, I see something come across the screen on the video. So I end up taking it, and I end up copying it with my cell phone, my other iPhone, and slowing it down so I can slow it down. I didn't have a program to slow it down at the time. And I slowed it down, and I zoomed in, and I can see an actual spirit. Now, what this looks like is the birth of an actual spirit, the actual a young age of the spirit, getting older, all the way to the actual death of the individual. And you can see his face turning, looking to the left, looking forward, looking to the right, and there's multiple faces connected with the spirit. So it's the most amazing video I've ever captured. That's one of them. And then another one was me capturing an actual little girl at a jail in an actual image. And you can see the doll, but next to it is an actual image of a girl. So that's another pretty shocking thing. But it seems like every time I go somewhere, there's something amazing happening. I don't care where it is. I just did a private investigation, and the ball moves. It just moves out of nowhere. The ball, actually, you can see the ball being squeezed on the step and pulled out of the step and then it dropping. I mean, that's just crazy stuff to see that live on a video. That's what happens when I go to locations and private locations. Things like that will happen for me because they connect with me. They're there to show me. And in my the show I was on, Unexplained Caught on Camera, they featured all the ball. A lot of times I'll ask something to happen, and it will happen right in front of you. So it's pretty amazing. Even when I go to the graveyard, I just put dowels up there, and all of a sudden the dowel will fall over. And if you slow the video down, you can see something's actually messing with the ear and actually pushing the dowel forward. I mean, things are there. They're there. They're always there around. You just have to capture it. And the thing is, I always capture it. For some reason, it happens with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, with locations like that and experiences like that, is there any place you've investigated that you would love to do location of?
Well, honestly, I would love to do the Stone Mansion again. Stone Mansion is in Indiana. I did an actual show there, an event there. And on the second floor, I was filming this room, and you could see the whole left side of the actual door, and the middle of the door crunches from a 3-foot door to a 2-foot door. All the left side actually crunches in the middle. So we're all watching this live on video. I'm videotaping this live, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, did you see that? Everybody's like, oh, my goodness, that was amazing. So the video ends. I'm down here, and another friend is loading up the video, and I'm actually copying that video with my cell phone because I want to have a copy of it, you know what I mean? And they're playing the live video, and there it is. Right in front of our eyes. It's amazing. Unbelievable capture. What did I capture? I don't know what it was, but it was amazing, right? And then all of a sudden, the next day I get home, I watch the video, and it's gone. It's not in the live video anymore. But I have a copy of it because it was on the live video because we played it. You understand what I mean? So how can a spirit and delete the whole part of that video in the actual live video that was copied and actually posted, and it was there for us all to see? That's what they can do. So I want to go to the Stone Mansion again. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds like an amazing location. And, you know, it's always cool when people go back to locations and see, you know, what's changed with the location or there's more activity or if nothing's happening, you know. You get something every single time you go to a location. I mean, it's just different results.
And it's really cool. And I just did a video of the sun. I was driving up up north of Lansing, and I was just videotaping the sun. Now, I videotape the sun all the time because I captured the star sun before, and I always want to capture that star sun again. So I was videotaping the sun, and all of a sudden something really weird happened, and I played it back, and you can see it looks like the actual sun has a solar flare, and the sun actually turns white, and it kind of blows up. You can see it blow up, and then the whole sky turns white. Everything turns bright, right, and it kind of like slowly falls down, and everything turns white from dark. It's just an amazing footage, and I've got tons of people looking at it, and they can't figure out what it is. Nobody can figure it out because you can't see a solar flare unless you have a telescope. So how am I capturing this on a cell phone? You know what I mean? So weird stuff happens to me all the time, crazy stuff that should not be happening. But it happens because it's like spirits want to get this out. They want to get this out. This is really what's happened. It only took a second and a half for that to happen. And I still had people from NASA looking at it, all kinds of people looking at it. So it's just kind of cool.
For sure. And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, Rick, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, events, or books you would like to mention?
Well, you know, My Paranormal Journey, One Man's Obsession is on Amazon and Kindle. Awakening Seer is on Amazon and Kindle. My third book, I'm actually, I'm almost done with my third editing on it. So I should be done this weekend with my third editing. I'm going to pass it off to another individual. Which is my father-in-law. He's going to look at it. Then my sister-in-law is going to make the cover. And I'm going to have that book published, hopefully, soon. But you know how long it takes. But other than that, though, that's what I have. It's on Amazon and Kindle. Make sure they join me for my event. I'll be at another event in April, April 28th and April 29th at the Little Traverse Bay Pier Fest. That's another wonderful event I go to. So make sure they join me on November 6th at the Mid-Michigan Paracon. It's just, you know, I've been taking a break this year, but I think these two events is going to be pretty awesome. And also, you know, I do events for libraries. So if people have a library they would like me to come to, I usually pack those places. 50, 60 people will come to these events because I offer these free readings for everybody. So, yeah, so you can just, you know, get stuff, anything off of Facebook page. And I'm on Twitter, too. And I'm on TikTok. TikTok's kind of growing. I got like 11,000 followers, and it's starting to grow, so which is kind of cool.
Well, I want to thank you so much again for coming on today, Rick. It's been great talking to you as always, and I look forward to seeing everything you're doing in this upcoming year, and you know all the amazing people you've helped.
Well,
yeah, thanks,
I appreciate
Rick.
Your time. Thank you both. I really appreciate your time, and I had a wonderful time. Every time I come on your show, I have a wonderful time.
Well, we'll have to have you back on again soon.
Definitely,
you know,
Rick,
I told
thanks.
You, I guess out to your state. You gotta get out to your state and do an event.
Yeah, it would be great to meet in person, and maybe we can get Harvey down here too, and we can all hang out.
That's awesome, wouldn't it? We'd have a party.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Well, thank you again, Rick, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Well, thank you, Sophia and John. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. We'll talk
Bye.
Soon, Rick. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Rick is such a great guest, as always. Make sure to check out Rick Wade, everyone. And thank you all for listening. This show definitely would not be possible without all of you. I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and for Rick Wade. And, too, like his books are coming out, so make sure you check and subscribe to him. They have that now feature on Amazon. So, as he mentioned, Twitter at RickWade1, Instagram Rick_Wade. As he mentioned, he's on TikTok, too, as well. I keep forgetting that's out there. Everybody's on that. So that's got to be added to the list. Tickets to the Mid-Michigan Paracon for Rick Wade's private EVP gallery event. That's going to be starting November 6th. So make sure you get there, midmichiganparacon.com. MidMichiganParacon.com. I want to thank caller Maria, too. She's still listening to the show, too, as well. I see her in the queue. Thank you, Maria, for the call. Safe travel to Italy, too, for your new residence. Also upcoming, we have televised Psychic Housewife of New Jersey, Intuitive April. She'll be on the program on the 10th of September, so that's coming right up as well. We have middle-aged and creeped out
show hosts Todd, Sean, and Nate will be joining the program on the 17th of November. So you don't miss any of these upcoming shows. We have some great Ghosttober type of lineup guests as well. So thank you, Travel Channel and Discovery Plus, for the guests that they're securing right now with the show too as well. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on Facebook fan page to learn of the guests real time. And also thank you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.